My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to Talking Golf. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning so far, and very happy to say good morning to singer, songwriter, golfer Javier Colon, winner of The Voice in the very first season. Hey, welcome to Talking Golf, Javier.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
Good morning. Are you having a good holiday weekend so far?
So far, so good. It's been a great weekend, and I hope you've had one as well. Yeah, it's been a great weekend.
We met playing in the Travelers Championship Celebrity Pro-Am a few weeks ago. Very impressed with your golf game. You can hit the ball.
Every now and then. I had a good stretch for a little while there. I actually was playing pretty decent until the last few holes that absolutely ate me for lunch. But it was really fun. It was great playing with you. You played great. It was an awesome day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, aside from playing with myself, Michael Breed, and we played with Nancy Stevens, the UConn field hockey coach, who would be like your most memorable foursome?
The most memorable foursome playing that tournament, you mean? Or
just overall, because I know you play in a lot of these charity and celebrity tournaments.
I do. I'm lucky enough to get invited to some of these types of events, and they're always super fun. I played with some great golfers. Last time, let me see, that wasn't maybe 10 years or so ago, I played with Bubba Watson there at the Travelers, which was pretty cool.
Awesome.
We had a great round. I played horribly, but it was really fun.
Right, lefty like you.
Yes, another lefty. Yes,
they put the lefties together.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
When did you take up golf, Javier?
So I took up golf when I was working on my first album. This was way before The Voice, when I was I had gotten signed to Capitol Records, and I moved out to L.A. for a few months to work on my new record. And one of my producers was an avid golfer, and he said, Hav, listen, he's like, you played baseball in high school. You're going to love this game. You could just come with me one day to go to this par-3 golf course and play. And I said, you know what, let's go. So we went to this little par-3 course in Van Nuys, California, and we played, and it was going well, and I had just rented clubs for the day. And then on the 14th hole, I remember this, on the 14th hole, it was about like 130-yard par-3. I hit a shot and it landed like 5 feet from the pin. And I was like, I need to do that again. And I was absolutely hooked. I bought clubs in the pro shop that day, some used Ben Hogan blades that I had no idea you had to be like a plus handicap to hit these things. But I got these blades and I started learning with them. And I went back the following 29 out of 30 days, I went back to that same golf course to play. I was absolutely hooked.
You were hooked.
100%.
I love that. And you played baseball as a kid, right? So, what other sports did you play? You're probably just a naturally gifted athlete.
Yeah, baseball was my sport of choice as a kid. I played little league all the way up into high school, and then I actually when I got to my junior year and I was gonna I was slated to play varsity. Our gym coach was the baseball. He was our baseball coach, and he said I told him that there was before the season started. I told him that there was this trip. We were all going to Florida with the band, and that I saw the schedule and I was like, I would possibly miss one game and one practice because of this trip. And I was known to be a singer in school, and I did all the musicals and all the things. So it wouldn't have been a surprise to him necessarily, but he told me, don't even come to the varsity tryout because I won't have you on my team if you miss one game or one practice.
Wow.
So I was like, ouch, that really hurts. And so I ended up playing JV for one more year, and then I didn't play baseball after that. And I continued in my music career, and I went off to college and continued music and stuff. But yeah, baseball ended there, unfortunately, because he didn't want me on his team, which was fine. It was a life lesson that you learn.
Right, what a life lesson. But you were honest enough to tell him in advance instead of just like, joining the team, right? Making the team, and then just, not being able to go on that particular trip.
I thought I was doing
the right thing. By being honest with them. But maybe, obviously you talk about destiny and life, everything is meant to be, right? So that basically turned you into helped you decide to pursue your journey. So tell us about your journey as a singer, songwriter.
Oh, gosh. I mentioned, I had been signed to Capitol Records, and I released a couple albums in 2003 and 2006. I'm dating myself. But then I ended up getting dropped, and I was trying to find my way back into the music business. Just those albums didn't do enough. They didn't make enough of a splash. And the record label, they didn't want to pursue anything further. So I got dropped. And for the next 4 or 5 years, I was trying to find my way back into the business. I couldn't get anybody to give me another chance. And then my manager at the time sent me this email about this new show called The Voice. And at first, I wanted nothing to do with it. I want to be on a television show. I wanted to get my record deal the old-fashioned way, like I did the first time. The problem was is that I had been trying for 5 years to get my deal back the old-fashioned way, and it wasn't working. But my manager sent me this email about the show, and it had been done in Holland, and it was a huge success, and it was going to be done here in the States, and it's going to be called The Voice. And I'm like, they sent some videos of the Dutch version of people singing, and then the coaches pressing the chairs and them turning around and stuff like that. So I kind of knew the premise of the blind auditions of the show, and it seemed cool, but I didn't know if the American public was going to think it was cool, or if they were going to think it was gimmicky. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I don't know if it was for me, but I eventually, ended getting, I got talked into it by my brother. My brother's, he's 4 years older than me. He's always been a source of good advice for the most part, throughout my life. And, 2 days before the audition, after I had already told my manager I wasn't going to go, he called me and he said, hey, so are you going to go to that audition that you told me about? And I said, no. And he was really quiet on the phone. And what he said next changed my mind. He said, Javier, what do you have going on in your career right now where you think you can miss this opportunity? And I was like, touche. You know, you have a point. I had nothing going on in my career. I had my wife and I had my two girls that were 1 and 3 at the time. I had mounting bills and just no light really at the end of the tunnel. And I said, you know what? You're right. I'm going to do it. So I called my manager back and I said, listen, I'll do that audition. And that's kind of how it started on the show.
Wow. So that, like, take us through that experience. Who were the judges back then in the first year?
The first season coaches were Adam Levine, who ended up, who I picked as my coach, was CeeLo Green, Christina Aguilera, and Blake Shelton.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And what was it like, you know, working with Adam and just meeting those artists?
It was intense, you know, just the whole experience was just an intense, you know, roller coaster of emotions. You have these nerves like you've never had before, you know, coupled with the emotion of getting through, you know, each, you know, show or each week, you know, with people, cheering you on, you know, all the way to the end. It's something that that I will never forget. I mean, there was a lot, like I said, a lot of emotion. That there, most of it, I didn't have my family there with me, so there was always this like this piece missing from me. And the producers knew how to make me cry, you know, easily. And in the interview processes, you know, when they were, you know, they would just mention my girls or mention my family, and I would just lose it, and that's what they wanted for the cameras. So it worked well for them, but it was hard at times, but I knew what I was working toward. I knew that the goal was for me to be able to take care of my family doing the thing that I feel like is the only thing that I, you know, truly know how to do, and I was blessed that you know, the folks that were watching here in America, you know, they, you know, wanted to vote for me. And
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And they did, and in the end, helped me win the show, which literally changed my life and the lives of my wife and kids. I'm forever grateful.
Well, I know you did a duet with none other than Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
So just take a listen to this. And
well, I've been afraid of changes, 'cause I built my life around you, but time makes you bolder, children get older, I'm getting older too.
NBC, The Voice. I mean, what a voice, right? I mean, Stevie Nicks. What was it like working with Stevie Nicks?
Oh, it was a dream. Honestly, I was so, you know, as nervous as I was for that first audition, singing Time After Time for those four coaches and not knowing if anybody was going to turn around for me, I was even more nervous for that last show, singing that song with her. And at that time, you know, that was the final show of the season. So the votes had already been tallied, that morning. Like, there was nothing else that I could do. The decision had already been made on who won. So this performance didn't matter as far as who was going to win. But what it mattered to me was that I did it well for her. I wanted her to be happy with the duet that we did. I had heard from Adam that she didn't really want to do this because she had never sung this song with a male artist. And he had asked her for a favor, basically, to come and sing with me. So I wanted to make him proud, and I wanted to make her proud and happy that she had come. And, you know, fortunately, you know, we sang the song. It went great. And when they announced me the winner, the confetti fell, and it was just pandemonium, was craziness. But I remember a couple minutes after looking at the side of the stage, and I saw Stevie standing there and with this big smile on her face. So I went up to her and I gave her a big hug, and I said, "Stevie, thank you so much for allowing me to sing this incredible song with you. I will never forget this night for the rest of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And she said, "Javier, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I was nervous about singing this song with you because I had never sung it with a male artist, but you sang it so beautifully." She said, I will probably never sing it with another male artist. I don't think that we could ever do it better than what we just did.
Wow.
And I cried, and it was such a beautiful, it was a beautiful moment. And I'm so grateful to her, and just to have been able to have that experience. And she was just, she could not have been more lovely.
That's just incredible. What? She's just such an icon, man. I have interviewed many musicians who also share your passion for golf, from Alice Cooper to Celine Dion, Smokey Robinson, Vince Gill, Amy Grant, Ann Murray, Alex Lifeson from Rush.
Yes.
And they all talk about what they take from their musical career to golf. What about you? What do you take anything from music to your golf game?
You know, I think my work ethic and my music is I'm pretty meticulous at some of the things that I work on. And I work on my vocal stuff daily. If I had my way, you know, I would be able to apply it completely, you know, to golf in that way, where I would practice every day. I can't practice every day because I live in Connecticut and we have seasons here and it gets cold. And unfortunately, I feel like every spring I have to learn golf over again. My handicap goes, you know, 5 points higher than it was at the end of last season. And then I have to work it back down. But, I'm grateful for golf, because, I mean, it's, not only is it an amazing escape for me, that if I'm on tour, like I will play in the morning, you know, every day if I get a chance to, and then I'll go to soundcheck and I'll do my shows and then we'll go to another city. And then I'll do the same thing and get up, play golf and, you know, rinse and repeat. But golf has also been amazing for my business, just because as you mentioned, I do a lot of, celebrity tournaments or charity golf events, and not only are we able to raise money for a lot of different charities around the country, but it's also helpful for business, in the sense that you meet a lot of people, you meet a lot of business owners, a lot of CEOs, a lot of folks that want you to come in and do shows for them in the future. And so the majority of my business ends up being related to, you know, the events that I play in and the people that I meet and the folks that want me to come out and do performances. So it's, golf. I always tell, I do a lot of, talks with kids, with younger kids. Folks will have me come in and talk to them about my career and sometimes about golf. And I always tell them, I say, listen, you know, if you don't play golf, you should, because you'll meet people that could change your life. I have some folks that I've met throughout my time playing golf that have become my dearest friends and folks that have truly, you know, changed my life in one way or another and have helped me in my career and my business. And it just, golf is amazing in that way. So I always tell folks.
Where do we see you before I let you go, Javier? Where can people see you and hear you?
Let's see. You can see me always. If I'm not coming to a city near you, you can always see me online. There's my website, JavierColon.com. You can always find me on YouTube. If you go back and watch the early seasons of Voice, you can watch season one. You can see me there. But I do still regularly tour. So just check my website for dates, and hopefully I'll be somewhere near you where you can.
Well, it's been a joy to get to know you. Continued success on and off the golf course, and have to get you on again soon, real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann. Have a great day.
You too. Hit 'em straight. Javier Colon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.